Hey, all did you know that Puerto Ricans migrated to the United States before it became a territory of the U.S.? Yes, there are historical records of Puerto Ricans moving to the United States during Spanish rule, although the migration was limited in size and scope compared to later waves under U.S. sovereignty. Early Puerto Rican migration to the U.S. under Spanish rule, pre-1898. Time period, 1700s to 1898, before the Spanish-American War. Notable facts. 1. Merchant and political travel, 1700s-1800s. A small number of Puerto Ricans, mainly wealthy merchants, students, and political envoys, traveled to U.S. cities like New York, Philadelphia, and New Orleans for trade, diplomacy, or education. Some sought asylum or refuge from Spanish political persecution, especially supporters of liberal or independence movements. 2. Political exiles and revolutionaries. A few Puerto Ricans exiled by Spanish authorities made their way to the U.S., especially to New York, where they joined or formed pro-independence groups. Example, Ramón Emeterio Betances and Eugenio María de Hostos, although more active in the Caribbean and Latin America, had influence and contacts in the U.S. 3. Tobacco workers in Florida. In the late 1800s, small groups of Puerto Rican and Cuban cigar makers moved to Key West and Tampa, Florida, to work in cigar factories. These labor migrations were tied to the growing cigar industry and political activism against Spanish rule in both Cuba and Puerto Rico. Why it was limited? Spain had strict migration and travel restrictions for its colonial subjects. Puerto Ricans were Spanish subjects, and their ability to move abroad was controlled and often discouraged. There were few legal or economic incentives to emigrate to the U.S. compared to post-1898 when Puerto Ricans became U.S. nationals. Where did they go? New York City, a hub for Caribbean intellectuals, revolutionaries, and merchants. Philadelphia, some educational and political activity. Florida, Tampa, Key West, tobacco workers and political activists. New Orleans, as a port city, it saw some Caribbean Spanish-speaking migration. Legacy. While the major Puerto Rican diaspora began after the U.S. invasion in 1898, these early movements laid the groundwork for future communities and political connections, especially in New York and Florida. Subscribe, like, and share to support our channel, Puerto Rico Open Your Eyes. Please check out all our videos about Puerto Rico. See you soon. This video is inspired by one of our viewers.